Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jumping is not an activity usually related to an encounter with the divine. And yet this is the case in our first reading this morning. Peter then took him by the hand and helped him to stand up. Instantly, his feet and ankles became firm. He jumped up, stood, and began to walk. And he went with them into the temple, walking and jumping and praising God. Yet, is this jumping at all surprising? This guy, for his whole life, his ankles and feet were twisted and ruined. Walking was a totally alien experience to him. Not to mention actually experiencing the brief sensation of his body and feet freely moving in the air. It's no wonder our formerly crippled friend was walking and jumping as much as he could. But there is another reason for his jumping. Jumping for joy. When was the last time you jumped for joy simply at the light of being in communion with the risen Lord? Of being one of his people? Or that you even felt like that? It's important for us to reflect on our joy and how we express it, and what we can do to better appreciate the joy God gives us. Is our Christian life even a joyful and grateful one? Let us pray. O God, who gladden us year by year with the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, graciously grant that by celebrating these present festivities, we may merit through them to reach eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.